It's a little more than a mile from our vacation home in Gardner's Basin to the northern end of the Atlantic City boardwalk, another mile and a half to the pretzel factory. My autistic son Jonah walks that 5-mile round trip every morning we're in Atlantic City, usually with me, sometimes with our nanny, occasionally with my husband Andy. The streets are quiet at 7:30, but not deserted. We pass people walking their dogs or waiting for the jitney to take them to their casino jobs. In front of the public housing project, a few men and women in baggy clothing smoke in plastic chairs. We exchange brief pleasantries. I know if I encourage Jonah to be friendly, he will simply parrot me Gracie Byrne style. Say good morning, Jonah. So I speak for both of us. The people we pass nod and smile, but do not stare. They have seen Jonah walk by, hanging on my arm, or clapping his hands in front of his face until his eyes cross, or even biting his fist and squawking when he's in an uncooperative mood, and it's no longer remarkable to them. We used to be able to cut across the park, enjoying the boardwalk where it stretched above the ocean on wooden pilings so high that when Jonah occasionally kicked one of his flip-flops over the edge, as he was wont to do when my attention was diverted, my only option was to stick the other one in my bag and keep going. His soles are so thick and tough from his virtually lifelong aversion to shoes that he rarely got splinters. Parenting in general, and special needs parenting especially, is about choosing your battles. I very early gave up on shoes,